paper, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, ready to go? I'm showing 9 o'clock, so we'll call our meeting to order. Sherry Veltkamp will get us started with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge.
Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace this morning, and we just thank you for these leaders. You know that they have a hard task before them. We know that they take hits and attacks, and we know, dear Lord, that they need discernment, and they need wisdom, and they need support, and they need all those things. And just pray this morning that the people of Taney County will remember to pray for them as a whole. For when we pray for our government leaders, great things happen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for their willingness to serve this morning. Please bless this meeting. Keep the peace here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Sherry. Okay, ready for minutes. And Nikki let me know that we have already approved 329 that shows on our agenda. So we have 5th, 7th, 9th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 16th. Are we ready to do those?
Mm-hmm. I move that we approve those dates.
Second.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we're ready for accounts payable. Any questions, comments?
And transfers?
Rick's got something for us.
We'd like you guys not to approve check 319-396 right now.
319-396. Okay.
I want to look at that.
Okay, how about a motion to approve except 319-396?
So and the transfers?
And the one transfer, I believe, yeah. For paper, yes.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, public comment.
Art Winner.
Art? Welcome, sir. If you would come on up here to the mic, and I can guess what you're talking about, but you can tell us. Welcome, sir.
Good morning. My name is Art Winner. I live on Y Highway. I'm here on behalf of my mother-in-law, who lives on Sunset Road just behind me. The situation we have, or we would like to try to get corrected, is where the county line stopped 10, 15, 20 years ago. We now have two or three houses beyond that point on Sunset. Well, when they came and replaced the road, they stopped at the county line and went out to Curtis. My mother-in-law lives at 290. Next door to her is Linda Hansen, which is 260. Linda's a double amputee. So it would be nice if my mother-in-law is 94, so it'd be nice if the two of those people could have blacktop also, which amounts to 220 feet. Well, I've been told because of they replaced blacktop with blacktop and gravel with gravel. Well, there's a little road down the road from me called Moon Road that was always gravel. This is several hundred yards long, and now it's blacktopped. So I'm just wondering how come they can have blacktop on several hundred yards of a gravel road, and we can't get another 220 feet to come to these two houses. Like I said, my mother-in-law is 94. The lady next door, Linda Hansen, is a double amputee. She's in a wheelchair. Oates picks her up several times a week to go for dialysis and whatever she needs to have done. But I just wanted to bring this to your attention and see if there's something that can be done about that. I appreciate it.
You bet. Art called, he's called me and I think also talked with some others. I went down with John Suti the other day and they stopped. You're familiar, I imagine, with Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sign that shows road maintenance stops here.
County maintenance. Yep.
There's two driveways. This is the one the house he's talking about. And there's another one that are just past where they stopped the asphalt. And the construction company had talked to them and said that they would go all the way down here, which is where the gravel, you know, you could tell a pair of road had stopped, but they didn't when they saw that sign, evidently. So, needless to say, we're not posted for talking about it, but we can post that, I would hope, in a few days and sit down and visit whether, what way we might be able to.
Right. And my question would be, with his comments, my question was, when he said that the county line had been changed and the city had taken part, so that would be my question. So whenever we get around to discussion, could we set up a meeting with you for a later date? Or
yes, sure.
That would be better than... if we knew about it earlier, we could have this discussion openly here. We can have it openly in another occasion, but it has to be posted.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So, John's probably still got your number, or I can get it easy enough. We'll see if we can get together and set a meeting here in the next few days. And
all right.
Talk about it some more.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Art.
Don Earhart.
Don Earhart. Don, welcome, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, thanks for allowing me to address you this morning concerning the mistake Mr. Pennell made with the payment to EGIS Engineering. I was here a couple of weeks ago when kind of everything took place and Mr. Straffa spent a considerable amount of time telling about why this shouldn't have been paid, and on. Okay, and it kind of upset me a little bit. This whole incident has made him look like a criminal instead of a man trying to do his job by signing off on a check for work this engineering firm did for the county. Yes, Mr. Pennell stepped over the line, but let's consider Mr. Straffus had not made this bill appear like he had approved it. This whole incident would not have happened. I am basically a Democrat and therefore should stand by the sidelines and laugh at what has taken place, saying, oh, Chuck Pennell is just one of those Republicans that are corrupt. Chuck Pennell and I aren't that close, and we have many things we don't agree on. I can name them off, but it wouldn't be about what I'm trying to state. He is honorable in my estimation and says and does things in an honorable fashion. I have heard him accused of not being the sharpest tack in the box. Some even say he is far outclassed in his education and experience. This is something I have even thought at times. Being smart and wise are traits we all want in our commissioners. However, when it comes to sacrificing those two qualities for integrity, hard work, and honesty, I'll take a little less smart and wise. I am more than a bit ashamed of you other commissioners by allowing this paid bill act to be a mountain instead of a grain of sand. If anyone had been a little more diligent, if someone had been a little more diligent in examining this bill in a timely fashion, then communicating with Mr. Pennell, this whole incident would have been avoided. I am equally annoyed by the accusations of Mr. Bob Shantz. He wants state audit, and seemingly Mr. Pennell hung out to dry. Could it be this whole incident is a contrived scenario? Could Mr. Shantz be a puppet for his support master? And who could this puppet master be? Remember, be ye kind. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Others? That all we got? Nikki?
Bob?
Shantz.
look at my watch because I got 5 minutes. And I was going to talk about something else this morning, but I guess I'll just let that wait for another week. The statements that were just made are totally ridiculous. I'm sorry, I'm nobody's puppet. I do things for myself and for the people of Taney County. I look out for all the people. Nothing that the county has ever done was for Bob Shantz. It's for all the people on my road, all the people in my neighborhood, all the people from north, south, east, to west. I'm a little annoyed on some of the stories that I read in the paper. On the front page of the Taney County Times, Commissioner Chuck Pennell, who allegedly yelled and pressured two county employees last week. Then you read the letter to the editor inside, and Mr. Pennell doesn't know nothing, doesn't know what this is about. It's very, very funny. 50,000 people in Taney County know what it's about except the one person who caused all the problem. Now, and the story about going to Miss Helen Soutee. Helen is one of the nicest people. There are several nice ones, but she is an extremely nice person, a nice human being. Mr. Pennell went into her office with a cell phone up to his ear, making her believe that he was talking to Mr. Strafis, and Mr. Strafis said it was okay to do the check. She even had a statement that she had Mr. Pennell to sign, saying, per discussion with presiding commissioner Pennell, this check was approved by Commissioner Pennell and Western Commissioner Jim Strafis. That is a lie, a downright lie. And I'm sorry. Yes, we need a state audit. And anybody who doesn't think we need a state audit ought to have their head examined. And we need an investigation. And like Mr. Strahan said, we need a grand jury. This is getting totally out of hand. And as far as upsetting women, I tell you what, I can forgive people for a lot of things. Making a wrong check, I can forgive. Doing this, not paving, I can forgive. I cannot forgive lying, and I cannot forgive upsetting women. That is just, I've never done it. I'm almost 73. I have never really upset any woman intentionally. She might have got mad at me, but I never made them cry. Now, this is ridiculous, and we need to do something about it. I'm sorry. And if I've got a minute or two, I'll tell you my next problem. My next problem is that I'm coming to you, gentlemen, and I know you're going to say this is out of our control, but it's not. You are the commissioners. I live on Lake Taneycomo, where there's a lot of shooting going on. It's been going on for years. It's gone on this morning at 6:45. I don't know what they're hunting, but back in December or so, there's a man shooting a deer across the lake from me, aiming a gun at my house. Now, I don't like that. I mean, if he's aiming for the deer's neck or something, he could hit my house. I have sat there and read the Sunday paper, and I heard kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. I look out the window, and there's three or four ducks falling down. I go out, and I say, hey, there's a house here. Oh, but that's a shotgun. It don't go that far. I said, well, let me get my shotgun and shoot at you and see if it'll go that far. Boom, 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 and they take off. Now, what really got me spurred this morning was that there's a young girl in Springfield who is going back to school today after 3 days of suspension. Somebody gave her a NYPD shirt, and she was playing cops in school. She aimed a finger. Don't arrest me. That's a blank wall. She went like that, and the teacher said she was fearing for her life, and this poor kid got 3 day suspension. It's on her permanent record. And if a kid could get suspended from school for 3 days for doing that, a live gun at my house, and it's not only mine, called Captain Dave that runs the boats. They were shooting ducks with tourists around there. Last week, a little teenager is shooting a .22 at birds in a tree. He did not see around the bend, here comes this here Branson Queen, whatever we call it. Someday, a tourist is going to get shot, going to get killed, and then don't come around saying we knew nothing about it, because I'm telling you today, you gentlemen can go to Jeff City. You're there a lot. You can go there. You can speak to the representatives. You can change the law. Anywhere that there's people around, they must go somewhere else to shoot. I brought this up to Jimmy Russell a little while back. I mentioned it to him. Well, where do you want us to hunt? Not in front of my yard or not in front of other people's yard, right near Branson. If they can control Lake Taneycomo and say you can only fish up to here with certain lines and certain lure here, you can also say you can't shoot around where people are, where children are. Kids ride four-wheelers around there, and some idiot is in the bushes shooting at something with kids around and with tour boats. Yesterday, there must have been 24 boats in an hour as I sat on the deck. Someone's going to get hurt, and I'm begging you, please go to Jeff City, talk to the representatives. We have to. I'm not against hunting. I'm not against shooting. I understand we have to shoot deer, we have to shoot ducks, so there'd be more of them than people. But you need to do it somewhere where there's no homes around. Thank you.
Okay. Others?
Bobby Clay.
Bobby Clay. Welcome, Bobby.
Hi.
Doing all right. How are you?
Thank you. I might not have been here when something came up that I'm going to ask about today. About 15, 20 years ago when I really got interested in doing things around, I found out that the school up here had two gyms, and I went up and talked to the superintendent, Maynard, and he said, oh, the big kids don't want the little kids playing in it. Well, now they got three, so that's a taxpayer's headache, I guess. But anyway, what I was on this dual stuff that we're doing, I understand that some time ago, and maybe it came up here and I wasn't here, that you okayed a workout shop for the sheriff patrol, which, you know, exercise equipment, which was good because the ones I know over there, they couldn't run 50 yards. They need some exercise. But anyway, some of the county workers wanted to go over and use it, and they wouldn't let them. They said, you're not using ours, so you built another one, which is, I think, a dual thing. It's just like the gyms, really. Maybe you had this, but with laying off employees, and I understand it was 12, 15 laid off, how can you justify doing two? That's a lot of money and a lot of equipment. And what I understand is their families are allowed to be there, and it's taxpayers' money, but I'm sure I'm not allowed to go in it, either one of them. And I really wouldn't, but I mean, that's the way I look at it. And I'd like to see a hand of who voted for it.
For the Wellness Center? I think it was unanimous.
For both of them.
In the new jail, well, Jim wasn't here at that time, but it was, I believe it was unanimous.
In the new jail, we've got three pieces of
equipment. Okay, I don't know what you got. I just know you got some.
Yeah, we've got two treadmills. It was all we've got.
But why have two outfits for the county and for the sheriff patrol? Why have two different places?
They're completely, I think if you looked and seen what was in each place, you'd understand.
I'm not allowed to go in either place.
Is he invited?
I'd be more glad to.
There you go.
I just want to know who, if you knew it was duplicating service, who voted to duplicate it?
Well, everybody here.
Okay, yeah. That's what I want to know. Everybody there.
When the building was built, the new building, again, I think Jimmy's right on it. A pretty small amount of dollars was spent on the sheriff's department, and it didn't. I don't know how to say it, but it wasn't appropriate for the rest of the county employees to go into his office to use it. Plus, it just wouldn't suffice anyway, the size of it. So that was 3 years ago we planned that or something. And then recently the Wellness Center, after we moved out of the lower level down here, that idea came forward and ended up buying used equipment and spend some money remodeling it. There's two sides to, there's your side and there's the other side. That's kind of a short, Danny.
Yeah, we're addressing public comment, but you addressed us with a question. I'm going to give you the question and the answer. The answer is the fact that we bought almost $100,000 worth of equipment for $9,000. The savings on the insurance itself for county employees and those county employees' families that are allowed to go in are the eligible insured of the same company will more than pay for the savings of the equipment. We have been, our insurance company has stressed us constantly about a fitness program, a wellness center, not only with our equipment, but with diet programs, everything else to try to lower the insurance, which is your dollars that are being spent that can be spent somewhere else in the county for the benefit. The tax dollars that are spent on t- to the insurance company on premiums, the equipment itself will save and pay for itself probably in a year's time. That's the reason that we were in support of it, Bobby. And it was unanimous. We've seen the benefit. The deal with the sheriff's department was for deputies to come in there, be able to work out and have a treadmill and keep themselves in shape. That in itself, the remodeling on the bottom side had to be done anyway. It was open space that we had a sprinkler system and stuff that was hanging from the ceiling that was talked to us by our, I forget exactly how it came about, but it had to be installed, covered, and fire protective. And so that's the reason the money was spent the way it was. Like it or not, some people will like it, some won't. We have to make decisions about these issues, and when we make those decisions, we stand liable for criticism just the same as we stand liable for praise. But if we can help lower premiums to the county, then those dollars can be used in other places.
Just a comment I might make it. I can understand the employee for the workout, his insurance. I understand that. That goes down. But the ones I've talked to are too tired to go, and their families go, rising heads. So what good is that?
They're on the same insurance program, Bobby. They when there's a premium paid in, that premium is paid in for the citizen or the employee, and the employee is eligible for his family to be on that insurance policy. And that insurance policy, that's what makes them eligible to use the facility, which in all, if the dollars go down on the amount of money spent versus the premiums, then we all reap a benefit, every citizen in the county.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Let me come on up to the mic if you would. I forgot to remind folks this morning. If you want to speak, please come up to the mic. Give us your name.
Pat Dooley. What happens to the, I know a lot of families are two working families. If somebody works at another job, and they get insurance, that's where they get insurance. So are families using them that are not covered by your insurance?
They could, right?
Yeah. Well, then why am I subsidizing their health? And if you want to put it that way, why can't I as a taxpayer come in and use that facility if we're going to let them use it? And I will admit, this is the first time I've heard of this. I did know there was a center there, but I thought it was only for workers.
Anybody want to answer that question?
Well, basically, that's the way that our insurance company recommended the recommendation for people
that
were eligible.
I want you to explain to me, though, why I'm letting somebody that's not under your insurance come and use the facility.
I can start making arguments either way you want me to make it, but I thought this was public comment. So, but anyway.
Just something I'd like to have answered at some time. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good discussion. Others? Nope. That's it. Okay. Next on our agenda is road sharing reimbursement for City of Forsyth. Welcome, Mayor. Come on up.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, I reached this... I guess the politically correct term is mature age, by learning that it's more appropriate to ask a stupid question than have to deal with something else. And just being new to the process in Forsyth, I was contacted by MoDOT or through someone about MoDOT looking to, apparently they found funding to complete the Coy Boulevard 160 intersection. They plan to add a right turn lane. They're in front of McDonald's and close off that entrance exit of 160 and add another entrance for McDonald's on Cedar Street. So in going back through the records, it looked like on November 16th of last year, you approved $50,000 worth of matching funds. And I just I didn't know if anything has happened since then to where that has changed, and just wanted to make sure it was still there. So if we choose to go through with this with MoDOT and complete the work, that
was it appropriated this year for that? Or?
It was not.
No.
The funds were swept away with
no.
The fiscal year.
Can I explain something
sure.
on this, Chuck? Got to
go.
try to explain it. When we had the Coy Boulevard situation was somewhat like some of the others that were through the stimulus funding that took place that took care of the Branson Bridge and the roundabout and the old bridge. The monies for the Coy Boulevard intersection, it was my understanding at the time that those monies were to be provided by the state to complete that, although we had obligated $50,000 previous to that point for that intersection. As a matter of fact, the number was not $50,000, the number was $51,000. Am I right? I see you got your... it's $51,000. And the state came to us and supposedly swept that money under the... off the table, and they took care of the intersection. When the budget came around for this year, we eliminated all the $50,000 programs that we had for incorporated areas, and that was not placed in the budget.
Okay.
So that's, to my best understanding, the best way to explain it to you.
And I believe originally, if I may, there was a contract of some sort that I don't know if we ever completely entered into concerning that intersection, an intergovernmental agreement that was it completed or?
Well, my memory is that when Forsyth came to put this project together, they needed some help, and they came to the county and asked us to do the $50,000 or $51,000, whatever the case would be, so that through their cost share and MoDOT, they could get that intersection done, and we agreed to that. As it went along, if I remember right, the cost of the project, because the competition was less or for whatever reasons, our $50,000 was not needed to get the job done. And there was discussion that would we, because of what you're asking for today, Mayor, was a possibility out there, could they be in the city of Forsyth, use that $50,000 there? There was discussion. I don't know that there was any official vote or anything on it, but my understanding was that we agreed to do that. I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
We'd have to take it out of our contingency because we didn't budget it as has been said.
But are they requesting it now? Because they said they wasn't requesting it before.
It's my understanding what happened was that they ran out of money and they didn't fully complete the project. And so now, all of a sudden, I guess with this last federal bill they passed, that money was restored. And so now they're considering readdressing the final phase of the project.
No.
Come on up, Chris.
I would like
to add.
Well, just a quick note that MoDOT has been requiring so much more engineering and some inspecting that they decided it was going to push the project over budget, so then they decided to pitch in and help. But that's why. They found some money when they put all these requirements on us.
Okay.
Chris?
Yes.
If you don't care, step up closer to the mic. I want people to thoroughly understand that we're not in a mistreating of Forsyth issue here. There was a street that was an emergency street that went in beside City Hall to go to the school. that we furnished $50,000 for at the time. There was a every year that has been appropriated funds for the incorporated areas, Forsyth has participated. The $51,000 was out of that realm of the appropriated funds.
And if I may, several years ago, even before we did the cost share, I remember an intergovernmental agreement being presented to us where we were going to participate in the funding of the intersection, and somebody backed out of one part of the intersection, and I can't remember why, if it was too expensive or if they couldn't get the property or whatever. But I think at that time the county was, at least in theory, going forward with helping with the cost of that intersection, a cost-sharing project between the state, the city, and the county. And that, I think, was even before the cost-sharing funds. But that's just my memory.
Okay. And here's my other question is, why isn't MoDOT approaching us with this instead of you? Because this issue that we have had is a cooperative measure between us and MoDOT. Am I right, Bob, on that? The money was...
That's the way it originally was. I don't know how it is now.
I'm here because if the city has to pay the $50,000, we're going to tell MoDOT to abandon the project. So we don't have the money. So rather than have a lot of people do a lot of work, their time might be better spent in other places. So I'm just coming here to you to find out what the status is so I know what steps to take leaving this meeting.
Well, I guess what you're hearing is the status is it was swept away from last year, so it's no longer approved. For it to be approved, you would have to approach the commission and have them approve funding for whatever portion of the $50,000 you need them to approve. And if they're willing to do that, then you get the money, but I guess you have to approach them again.
Okay.
I see that that's what he's for today. I mean, he's posted on the agenda to request the $50,000. So
no, it was just an understanding that I was looking at a November agenda that showed allocation of $50,000. And I'm here today to find out if that $50,000 is still there so that I know what actions to take going forward. It was information request more than anything. Okay.
And this whole project had been engineered with the Cedar Lane taken into account in a future date. And because we didn't even require MoDOT to finish that side of the road with asphalt and approaches, because we knew we were going to be taking this out. And we've been working with McDonald's and Gerard's on easements. And so this was in sidewalks. And if you remember, the state took our sidewalks out, and they're not put back, and the city's going to have to put those back at their expense. These are sidewalks we required Casey's, Taco Bell to put in, and then MoDOT didn't let us know that these sidewalks are going to be taken out. If they had it, then they wouldn't have the phone company bore under a 200-foot sidewalk. Yeah. It was made plain to everybody.
At one point, we couldn't get the easements, is that right, from some of the people way back when?
McDonald's was the hardest, going through corporate office and all that, but everything, to my knowledge, is...
Oh, yeah. McDonald's is happy with the idea. It was the delay of going through corporate.
We, when it comes to safety, this commission is very considerate, has been since I've been on the commission, about safety. And Coy Boulevard was a safety issue. We have been told so many times, and there was a heated discussion among that involved the commission about those funds, and those funds have been swept away. The approach to us for funding to help is not something that if I were you, I wouldn't consider doing. I mean, that I can't tell you that we're going to approve something like that because this has been a very confusing project. It existed before I came into office, and then it came to a point to where there was $51,000 needed to appropriate by the county to make the project happen. We appropriated those funds. Then whenever the project came in under the contract, we swept those funds away. Now, so you're coming back and asking for those funds. I don't blame you at all for doing that. We will have to take a close look at budget before we can tell you that we'll appropriate those funds. That's when it comes to safety of the school children and the citizens there, you know, I can raise my hand and say there's nobody been more involved in trying to appropriate or do the right thing when it comes to safety than I have.
Okay. So just so I understand, so I get the process right the first time, when I come back, I should have MoDOT with me?
When's the timeline? I mean, we need to understand the project. When is MoDOT saying that they'll need the funds? I guess is my question, first of all.
Travis,
please.
A little confused on the history of this. The way this actually happened, the MoDOT project is what's done. This is a city project. And the way it worked is when MoDOT did their project, the city chipped in money and the county chipped in money. And when it came in under budget, MoDOT gave the county money back. But the city still had to pay their portion.
But they downscaled, didn't they, MoDOT?
Let him finish.
I'm sorry.
No, it was basically just came in cheaper than they expected.
Okay.
The way I understood it. Well, the city obviously wasn't real thrilled with that they still had to pay their chunk, and the county got their money back, I think. So they had requested at that time that the county set this money aside to do the Cedar portion. And MoDOT really wasn't involved until we sent them the plans, asked them to review them because we're tying into the highway. Well, when they looked at it and saw all the sidewalks that needed to be added, they increased the scope of the city project, and they decided to do a 50-50 match. Originally, MoDOT wasn't going to put any money in on this. But now they're paying half the project, and the city's basically just requesting whether that $50,000 that was set aside is still there. That's a little bit of the background. But MoDOT, technically, it's not their project. This is the city project. They just got involved because they tore out some sidewalks that they want the city to replace now, and they want to extend some sidewalks.
But it is a 50-50 project now. MoDOT and
they've
the city.
They've said it is. We don't actually have the paperwork on it yet. They've said
for MoDOT
that they are going to pay 50%.
Okay.
And when do you think they'll need the money?
Well, we could be ready to bid it in a month. I mean, theoretically. Okay. We've been working on this probably last September, last August.
Okay.
Easements, and it's been in the works for quite a while. But part of the reason I think MoDOT got involved is there's with that new apartment complex over there and everything, they're wanting to extend the sidewalks. And I guess after we presented them with these plans, they actually went out and looked and saw people having trouble getting across the intersection and decided they wanted to get back involved with it. But the money, the $50,000 the county set aside, the way I understood it is it wasn't really, I'm not sure if it was the $50,000 that typically goes to the municipalities. I think it was set aside for that previous project, and it just kind of got given back to you.
There was an argument made by Mr. Hershen that it was, and he actually called the state down. And that's whenever I got into the discussion about that was that there was a phone call made, and the phone call said that Taney County wasn't going to participate anymore. I made it very clear with the city of Forsyth officials that it wasn't me that made the phone call. Mr. Hershen called up and had MoDOT come down. We had no idea why he was coming down here. And at that point, he had each one of them verify that it wasn't him that made the phone call. And Mr. Pendle said he didn't remember if he made the phone call or not. That is in the minutes, and that's exactly the way that it went. So this didn't set forth with the 50% cost sharing. That's where I went to a while ago, was the 50% cost sharing was, in Mr. Hershen's eyes, part of the $50,000 allocation to the city of Forsyth. To the rest of us, it wasn't.
What you're saying, it was in addition to the $50,000.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it
was.
Put out to other municipalities.
Right.
Okay. I'm in agreement.
Then that's what you said. Exactly.
Exactly. And since that's what happened, and since then we've had discussion when we saw we weren't going to have to pay that and all the other things that's been talked about, that's why I'm in favor of us going ahead today.
unless y'all want to sit down and ask questions. I don't know what questions. I mean, we know where we are on the budget, I think. And
well, I want to look at.
But didn't we reallocate the money we got from MoDOT? Didn't we reallocate that money to something else?
No, I don't believe so.
I know at the time, Mayor Alt and the previous mayor had been in and talked to you several times about it. I think he came back last November or something to reaffirm it was still there. I think it was still in the plans at that time. Now it might have forgotten when you guys did the budget. I don't know.
We went through the issue at Shorty Cooper down here, and I think that's when there was discussion. But no, I can't remember us taking that $50,000 and sending it any place else.
I want to look, before we ever go any further with this issue, I want to sit down with Frank Preston, Road and Bridge, and I want to look at the budget, I want to look at his projects, and I want to try to figure out where we're at with the 50, you can call it 50, 51, whatever you want to. The odd number was what set this thing apart from everything else, because it took $51,000 to make this project go, and Taney County voluntarily decided to help the city of Forsyth and their school system with putting that $51,000 forward. And it was told to us that money was needed no more. We did not consider it anymore. It was swept under the rug. So the reapproachment of you by the city for the funds will have to be looked at before we make a decision. And I'm sorry that I can't agree with Mr. Pendle to do it right now, but we've got to look at the entire picture.
No, I understand. Like I said, this was more information sharing. This is what Mayor Oliphant gave to me, okay, to bring me up to speed. So okay. I didn't have a lot of information upon which to act.
Okay.
Can we say next Monday? I give you time to meet with Frank?
Yes, and I'd rather,
that's fine.
Unless you want to just do it here and so everybody can hear it, I'd just soon do it as quick as we can. We've got a meeting with him this week, and as soon as we find out a few things, we can call you and let you know. We'll vote on it.
Let's post it and vote on table it. That. From what I hear you saying, let's just table it till this afternoon.
Till 1 o'clock then?
For the 1 o'clock Road and Bridge meeting.
That would be fine if we can get the information that we need.
Okay. I'll make a motion to do that.
Second.
Questions, comments? Do we want someone here?
I would have liked
to come back, or somebody to be here besides our side.
I hate to be complicated in this issue because I was in support of it the first time heavily. I would like for MoDOT to have you a letter, because this conversation that we're having right now has no effect unless MoDOT decides to do their part, the way I understand you.
And I'm agreeable to that.
Okay. I would rather have them in the conversation. And we have to have signed documentation. We have dealt with MoDOT enough to know that we have to have signed documentation before we make agreements, because they seem to have changing of the guard, which changes.
Travis, could you help us with maybe getting a phone call today or something?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm surprised you don't have it already. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. They had approved it. They were just working on the cost share agreement paperwork.
Okay. Well, if they could give us a call, that'd be great. And if not, then we'll shoot for next Monday. But we'll go ahead and vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 So we'll shoot for one. And if that doesn't work, then we'll maybe have to put it off until next Monday.
That's fine. I'm agreeable to come back next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ron. Okay, other business. Before we go into our regular meeting, or regular agenda. Okay, we'll recess.
I was just waiting to see if you was. I've got other business. I want to make a statement. I want to make a statement about the county commission. This county commission is voted on and elected by the people to be respected. And we are here to take criticism, and we're here to do the work of the county. But for someone to earn respect, they have to give respect. And so it is, our duty to respect the voices of the citizens and to serve the citizens, and it is our duty to take things that are out of context and bring those to the people in a way that they can understand them. I've heard two or three public comments here this morning that are out of context. And those are the headlines that hit the paper, and the other, the truth of the matter is hidden. And I want to make sure that when we're, that we show the respect to the public that they deserve, and they show the respect that we deserve.
Okay. Other comments? All right. We'll recess for 5 minutes and come back and start on our regular 9 o'clock agenda.